This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Moscow, dozens of people were killed today and scores injured when a bomb exploded in a crowded subway car. Russian authorities say the attack appears to be linked to the war in Chechnya. Jonathan Thatcher is a bureau chief for the Reuters news agency, and he joins us from Moscow. Jonathan, this bomb went off during the morning rush hour there. What was the scene like?
Yes, it was about 8:30 in the morning our times. There was a underground train or metro going in from South Moscow into the city, bringing in commuters, really a packed train. The train was in a tunnel in between stations when the bomb went off in the second carriage. They think about 11, equivalent of about 11 pounds of TNT explosive went off inside. Caused, as you can imagine, absolute mayhem in the and destroyed the inside of the second coach. The death toll is put around 39 at the moment. But despite all the horror of it, witnesses down there say that people behaved with remarkable stoicism and in fact trooped out along this long tunnel with not much panic.
And do authorities suspect a suicide bomber?
They've said they're pretty sure it's a suicide bomber. And President Vladimir Putin was speaking earlier today, and he directly accused a Chechen rebel leader called Aslan Maschadov of being behind the explosion. Maschadov's spokesman subsequently denied that they had anything to do with it, and they in turn condemned the attack.
Now, there are presidential elections there next month. Any thought that the timing of this attack might be linked to those in any way?
Well, clearly it sets off a lot of talk and a lot of interest and some historical links. People remember that in 1999, in September, there were some apartment bombs in Moscow and a couple of other Russian cities, which about 200 people were killed in, and at that time it was blamed on Chechens. And many political analysts say that at that time, the very tough response that Putin gave helped him win the election for president a few months later. Now, of course, people are asking, well, how is he going to play this particular card this time? He's actually, in somewhat unusual comments, said that he's a little concerned that his political opponents will use this as propaganda against him in the March 14 presidential election, which he seems almost certain to win.
To make it look like he's not in control?
I guess to make it look like he's not in control. It's one of the underpinning pillars of his rule as president, of pursuing law and order. And on the issue of Chechnya, he has always been very outspoken and very tough, refusing absolutely point blank to get into negotiations with rebels.
Jonathan Thatcher is the Moscow bureau chief for the Reuters news agency. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.